You're listening to the Her Revive podcast. I'm your host, Andra Williams, the founder and CEO of Her Revive Co., a membership community helping Christian women to connect, to learn how to walk in freedom, and embrace their new identity as women living fearlessly restored. Whether you're at the beginning stages or you fully mastered this thing called life, on this podcast, this is where we do life together, bringing you tips, business strategies, laughter, and tons of vulnerability from myself and experts included to help you navigate as a woman revived. Let's jump into today's episode. Hello, you guys, and welcome back to the Her Revive podcast with your host, Andra Williams. All right, you guys, today we are diving into entrepreneurship and purpose, and I'm giving you all of the behind the scenes on how I unlocked $40,000 in sales as a Christian business owner. Now, if this is your first time landing upon the Her Revive podcast, hey girl, I run a coaching and consulting firm in Los Angeles that helps women just like you to take the ideas that God has planted within you and to turn that into a premium offer. Now, when I say premium offer, I'm starting at like $1,500 and beyond, right? Taking the idea that God has planted within you and allowing for that to be the thing that creates financial success. Now, our whole, I could say the whole nation, right? We're thinking big, we're dreaming big here. The whole nation or the whole movement behind Her Revive is understanding that God has already created wealth within you, that God has already planted the idea of wealth within you. And that's why we say that it's your birthright access, right? It's your birthright access to have what is available to you in the heavens, the heavenly storehouse, right? It is our inheritance as a child that is blood brought into the kingdom, that we have access to the ideas that would generate wealth. And that is what we're going to talk about within this podcast, is how to generate wealth within your life, taking the ideas that God has planted within you, me giving you some behind the scenes things that what I did that created that wealth within me, and allowing for you guys to not only just listen to this episode of the podcast, but to implement it, right? And so I know that all of us, our stories are similar to Isaac, right? His father, Abraham, left him a portion. He left him wells. And within those wells, the enemy had filled those wells with negative thoughts, insecurities. And I'm just paraphrasing, right? The enemy technically filled it with dirt. And Isaac didn't have access to the thing that his father left. And the enemy sometimes, like with our blood brought inheritance into the kingdom of God, God has split apart his kingdom, right? And he said that half of the kingdom belongs unto us. And so that means that the blessings, everything that is stored up in the heavenly storehouses is also available to us. But just like what the enemy did with Isaac's wells, the same thing is happening with our wells, is that the enemy is filling it up with negative thoughts, insecurities, and things that we are, you know, thoughts of just being unworthy and how we need to settle and not ask for the things that God is really trying to have to become our possession, right? We have a purpose and a plan, and the ideas that God has locked within us and that was once capped, God is really trying to reveal it to us, right? And so that's why I wanted to create this episode, to talk about the strategies, the sales, the mindsets, the opportunities that began to pour when I realized that I have access to the wells, right? And so it's not even about the $40,000, because realistically, you guys, you could create anything with the information that I'm about to provide to you, and also just me unlocking that one little key bit that it is your birthright access to have the things that God has said is to be yours, right? And so with the things that I'm going to mention, it's not even that you'll be able to unlock 40K. This may be less or maybe more, but it's realizing that this is your birthright access. And if we were to truly lean into that, that we will be able to uncover the things that God has in store for us, okay? So within this episode, we're gonna cover a little mindset, a little sales. We're gonna have some things that are a little bit action forward, so that way you can implement it after you listen, or just even as you're listening to this episode and just start to take notes, okay? Are you ready? Let's get into it. Okay, so the first point that I had to realize is that the women that I see who are killing it in the game, who are killing it in ministry, who are killing it in business, who are just killing it in their purpose, that doesn't mean anything in when it comes to me, right? And I'm going to add a little bit more context to it so it doesn't seem as if I'm being a mean girl, right? So what I mean by that is that I always thought that they were better than me. And I always thought, like, you know, God, I remember when God called me into this industry and I was like, God, there's so many heavy hitters in this industry. And then there's me, this girl who barely had enough money to do the things that God was calling me to do. And so now you want for me to be in the same arena? Like, I don't have a degree. I barely had the things that I needed in order for me to do business. And so how can I stand in the same arena as these women? And so I always had this thought process that the women who are killing it within their industry, their ministries, just within, you know, online, that they are better than me. And that feeling of insecurity, that feeling of unworthiness, right? It really capped my potential, because as God was calling me to the forefront of just ministry and business, my insecurities and my self-doubt kept me on the outer skirts of God and what God wanted to do within me, right? And that is what we talk about just within the Her Revive, is realizing that you have the access and you have the potential to become who God has proclaimed for you to be. And so I didn't realize that I was capable. I thought everyone else was capable of achieving the things that God had proclaimed for them. But when it came to me, that orphan spirit was really, you guys, it was really coming out. Okay. Like, so that is really the first point, is realizing that everyone that you see online, that does not mean anything when it comes to your purpose and what God has in store for you. Right. God told me, he was like, you place all these people on a pedestal. You're like, there, this person is a heavy hitter, that person is a heavy hitter. But when I look at them, the only thing that I see is my servant. The only thing that I see is a servant, my child, who has said yes to the call of God that's upon their life. And I'm operating through them, right? Only thing that I see is someone that is fully surrendered. But within me and my limited perception was that I was seeing someone who was in this space of where it's like, man, there's no more room for me because I just don't have what it takes, right? And I really want for us to really unlock all of the thoughts, right? Like, if you're in my coaching programs, my membership, I always talk about unlocking just the things that is limiting you, right? So, like, you know, thought labeling, all the thoughts that is coming into your mind, just start to process them, because they're lies, right? They're an illusion of what is actually the truth. The truth is that God has called you, God has anointed you, God has favored you, but unless you see that for yourself, you will continue to put other people on this pedestal as if they're better than you, right? And that was the biggest thing. And so I was in this space of where I knew that God had called me to this particular industry. But yet, whenever I looked at myself, only thing that I could see was all of my limitations. And that's going to be the first point, as I said, is to uncap your potential, to really, like, journal all of the things that you tell yourself and find the lie in it, because I know that you can find the lie, because that's just what the enemy does, just plants all these seeds to really contradict the word of God and to contradict God's promises. Like, if God promised you that and God said that this is going to be yours, then that's final, right? The only thing that you have to do now is to prepare and to step into it. But if God has said that I have called for you to start a ministry, I have called for you to go into the marketplace and to build a business, like, we should say yes and amen, right? The yes part of that is, yes, God, I'm in agreement to your will. And the amen part is, God, mold me and build me to become the woman that is capable of seeing her worth and seeing her value and see what she brings to the industry. Okay. And so that's what I had to do, is that I realized that these women are amazing women. Like, God has really showed out when he created just all of us, right? Like, God is, you know, like, fearfully and wonderfully made. Okay. Like, that fearfully
portion of that where it's like, I'm in awe of how God is moving in her life, but that doesn't negate how God can move in my life and how God can shine through me and shine through my level of expertise and the creativity that he has bestowed upon me. And so that is the first point of this, is that I want for you to become so decided that you are worthy and that you are capable just as much as you put whoever you're putting on a pedestal, right? Like whoever you just put on a pedestal that they're, you know, when I was saying all these things, and it's like, I'm pretty sure like one person came to your mind, or if not, I'm pretty sure if there's women that you place on a pedestal and you think that their businesses or their ministries or just their social media content is better than yours. And what I want for you to do is to become so decided that you are worthy just as much as that person that you have placed on a pedestal, instead that they are just the cream of the crop. Okay. Like they're just the best. And I want for you to, the second half of that is to really surrender. Like, I don't know if you guys are a part of our mailing list. You should definitely be a part of that if you're not. But within that, we're talking about just being fully surrendered, and that sometimes we may feel as if, you know, like we lost the time, like the time to be used by God, right? And that was one of the, this is like one and a half, okay? But I thought that I missed my mark, and I missed my mark because I was in a hiding space. And so even like, I want for you guys to decide to even come out of the space of hiding. Okay, like you are hiding, and that's also something that's capping it, because with you hiding, it's a sense of I'm unworthy, and I have to hide myself, and I'm not worthy enough to be in the same arena, right? I start to think of like with Adam and Eve, when they realize that they have sinned against the Lord, and they hid themselves, and God asked them like, why are you hiding? You know? And I feel like same comes to us, is that God has placed so many ideas within us to create wealth, but we're in a hiding space. Right? We are in a space of where we are hiding from God, hiding from our potential. And when you become decided, it's that I'm deciding that I will no longer compare myself. I'm deciding that I will no longer compare my potential. And I also have become decided that I will no longer hide. Okay. And that's going to lead me into the point number two, is no longer hiding. Okay, no longer hiding behind the fear of judgment, failure, and visibility. Ooh, okay, listen. Listen, as I say, listen, Linda. Okay, when I tell you that my fear of judgment, failure, and visibility had your girl in bondage, it with a capital B, okay? A capital B bondage. And when I am unlocking this, uncapping it, I realize that I was hiding. I was in this hit, like not, I wasn't hidden in Christ. I was hidden because I felt so unworthy. I felt like, oh man, like if someone, you know, if someone knew about my story, if someone knew about all of the failures before I hit success, what would they think about me? You know, like I can't be on the same stage with women who've only been in business for 18 months. And within that 18 month process that they were able to scale to multi six, almost seven figures. And here I am with this 10 year journey. Okay. This 10 year journey. And sometimes if I'm being honest, it still has its moments of difficulty. Like I'm still learning so much within this whole entire, this phase, you know? And so I just have this thought process about my purpose, was that the fear of judgment, people judging my timeline. Because to be honest, I started to judge my own timeline. Like, how, why hasn't this happened yet? Like, can I do this? You know? And I know that a lot of us that, if you guys are a part of our revival night, we have a revival night talking about no longer being barren. And when you are in this season of where you see a lot of people just rushing past you, and you're still in this stage of where you're believing in the miracle, the supernatural, and you're just seeing people just brush past you, and you start to feel a little bit like Hannah in a sense, you know, like you start to grieve the possibility of things ever happening for you. And when I started to go through that fear, I was in this fear of failure, like things would never happen for me, right? Like here I am with a 10-year journey and I see other people hitting this same amount of success within a day, you know? And it just had me in this stage of where I was grieving the possibility that my story would not change, right? And that's what being in that hidden space, it does to you. It starts to really play with the illusion of what is actually true. Like starts to play with the reality of what is actually true. We have this thought process about what is true about our lives, but then God is like, no, but if I, my word has to sustain you. My word has to provide for you. My word has to protect you because I have sent you out to this space and you are now operating in the authority and operating in the ideas that I have planted within you, the precepts, the concepts that I have planted within you. So of course, my word has to sustain you. My word has to provide for you. My word has to protect you. But if we are in this hidden space, is so hard for us to see how God, again, his words are yes and amen to our lives. And so that's the point number two, is that I want for you to ask yourself and to be 100% honest, like, are you in a hiding space? Because the only way that you can truly uncap this before we go into the action, the strategies, is that you have to come out of that space of being hidden. Because the truth is, more people do not know you than what they do know you. And so if you are not allowing yourself to become introduced to new people, if you do not allow yourself to have, you know, new connections and build a network, it's going to be really hard to implement the things that God is wanting to do for you, right? Because it's all because you're isolating yourself, because it's like, what if I fail at this? Or what if it never happens? And then visibility, you know, what if people just, I become so visible and in all of these thought processes, right? Like, what is the fear that is holding you back? Some people are afraid of success. Some people are afraid that if they hit it, that they'll never be able to recreate it again. Like, there are some deep fears that we as children of God, as women who are processing and walking revived, that we're processing through, okay? And it's important that we unlock that, because it is going to be so hard for you to continue to step into what God has called for you to do if you are in this season of hiding. If you're hiding from your purpose, if you're hiding from God, if you're hiding from your audience, if you're hiding because your content is not good, if you're hiding because you don't have the brand pictures and all of these things, right? Like if you're in a season of hiding, it is impossible to really uncap the potential that God has upon your life, because you are in a very isolated space. And there's a difference between being hidden in Christ and you allowing yourself to be in a season of being hidden because of feeling unworthy and not feeling as if you are capable to do the things, right? So that is the second half of this, is that I want for you to process through and to really become decided. Again, this is the last half of the mindset portion, to really become decided to move through the fears and to renounce it from your life and your destiny. Because fear is the entryway where we invite the demonic into our life, into our business, right? This is where we invite oppression and possession into our lives. So really sitting down and say, what have I given life to that is not like God, right? What am I bowing down to that is not like God, that I need to rid from my destiny starting today if I want to unlock everything that God has promised me? If I want to unlock it, this is what I need to let go of. I need to renounce it. Okay. And I'm going to put in the show notes, or probably right on the website, herrevive.com/blogs. If someone wants to go and, you know, just read a little bit about like how to renounce different things, I believe I have a post on that. I'll just drop it inside of either. Yeah, I'll drop it inside the show notes. But let's go into point number three. Hey, Her Revive gang. I hope that you are enjoying this episode of how I unlocked $40,000 within my business. Go ahead and check the show notes below to access a 3-day training that I did to help you to understand how to replicate this same success by creating a clear message with a clear offer, with clear content, and with a clear buying process. This training is guaranteed to unlock so much success and clarity within your business in order for you to take the idea that God has planted within you and generating wealth, girl. I hope that this episode is giving you all the tips. Let's jump back into point number 3. And that is committing to selling premium offers. Okay, so I want to give a little bit of background, and this may be a quick little session, right, of how to create a premium offer. So I hope that you guys are taking notes and you're ready to dive into premium offers. Now, this may be also applicable if you were trying to just create anything, right? If you're trying to just even create a course, create a digital, like just create anything. This is also going to be applicable to that, even if you do not want to sell high ticket premium offers, right? Going back, what is a high ticket premium offer? For me, it can be anything starting at $1,500 and beyond, okay? So when we are committing to selling premium or just selling anything, let's first talk about, if you haven't had the opportunity yet to talk about, to listen to the episode where we're talking about how I build a six-figure business. And I was giving you some things within that podcast where it wasn't about target audience and all that stuff. I'm going to cover that inside of this episode, but you guys listen, literally go and listen to that one, because that's going to fill in a lot of gaps that I don't get the opportunity to fill in inside of this podcast. Okay. So when you are deciding to sell anything, the first thing is to truly get to know who it is that you are speaking to within your business, right? Like really sitting down with God and really going through the things that God has planted within you, right? Like who do you want to serve? What is the idea that God has planted within you? Because I feel like some of the times within business, we kind of see everyone else doing one thing and that we feel like we need to go and follow a board because we believe that that's what's going to create success for us. But if we're truly honest, is that yes, that will create momentarily success, but then whenever you are challenged within the industry or whenever you feel as if you don't really know what it is that you're talking about, you will suffer with imposter syndrome. And I feel like you will truly be an imposter. If you guys know my whole thought process on that, then yeah. You will feel as if you are an imposter. So the first thing that I always tell people is to truly sit down, and maybe this could go with like a fast and a prayer, and to start to ask the Lord what it is that the Lord wants for you to do. Who is He calling for you to serve and to connect, and what is He calling for you to build in the price tag that God wants for you to charge? So for me, it was creating a mastermind. Now, if you are unfamiliar with a mastermind is more of a high level type of program that serves women that are trying to hit $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 within their business, right? And that was what I did, is that I created a mastermind, and I started out at a high ticket premium price, and I opened the doors for women to come inside that program. Now for you, it may be that you create one, like a, let's say like you start to do private coaching, right? The Lord wants for you to do private coaching to help women to understand how fashion unlocks, etc., right? Like, or for them, like when it comes to their health, right? You're helping Christian women or just moms or just women in general to understand how to lose the weight healthily with Bible verses, with here's how to partner with the Holy Spirit to get, you know, your with postpartum, like whatever the thing is that the Lord has planted within you, right? And you get that idea and you become very solidified in it. And the thing that makes it a little bit different, sorry, I'm going off on a tangent, but the thing that makes it a little bit different from just having an idea and wanting to, you know, be in alignment and connecting it with the Holy Spirit is that you never have to try like way too hard, you know, like you never have to, like, I promise you, you guys, like you never have to do more than what God is telling you to do in order for you to sign clients. If God has called for you to take the idea of being a fitness coach to women and to teach them how to regain their confidence with, you know, a very Holy Spirit led fitness program, I promise you, God will send those people to you. God will send those people to you. And that's the beautiful part of being in alignment with God, because you never have to try harder to sustain the vision than what God is going to do. But when you operate outside of that, listen, baby, okay, you will have to work 10 times harder to get clients. And that's something that I had to learn the hard way. And so whatever that idea that God has planted within you, I want for you to ask yourself, who am I serving? What type of program, what type of service am I creating? Is this a private coaching? Is this a group program? Is this a boot camp? Like, what is it that I'm doing? And ask the Lord for the price. Like, I promise you, a lot of people, they don't ask the Lord, how much should I charge for something? But the Lord would give you the exact price, the exact discount, whatever it is, you know, like the Holy Spirit is for help, and is for us to have application and to guide us, not to just give us direction, but to guide us on what it is that we need to do in order to see the thing manifest. Okay. So ask the Lord, who are you called to serve? What type of service should you create? What type of pricing should this service be? What type of savings, what type of incentives do I need to have attached to this in order to get people to enroll inside of? Like, and really sit down and process that. Now, if the incentive portion, if you're like, what are you talking about with the incentive? Some people need a little bit of an incentive to get them to join inside of something. And with that, and asking the Lord, like, God, what should I create that will make your women want to sign up inside of here, right? And whatever that thing is what you attach as a bonus to get the women to join inside, right? And with the incentive, it doesn't always have to be that it's something that you're taking like a monetary value off. This could be something that's a limited time offer that you created this, and you only have 4 spots, okay? Like, that creating that urgency was something that I also did with the price went up drastically from where the price was once at, right? And so that's something that what you can do to create your high ticket program. Now, there is a lot of things that you could create to drop inside of to help you to outline it. And if you guys will already listen to the commercial break, was that we talked about just the free program that we have, where it's going to teach you a little bit more about just building out high ticket services, your offer, getting really solidified in that vision, and just crafting it out. Like, it's a very in-depth type of free program that I want for you guys to access, right? It's going to give you so much gems on what I didn't cover inside of here. But that was the first thing, is to create that high ticket program, that high ticket service, and to put a price tag. Like, be so in alignment with God when you create this before you start to go and do market research, right? A lot of us, we go first into market research and we ask our audience, what do you want? What do you want? Not even thinking that, first, let me seek the kingdom of heaven first, and let me see if anyone, let me go with this idea first, right? Like, that's normally how I do it. Like, I believe in market research because as a marketer, like, I believe in it. But is it something that I always lean in with first? No, because I know that where I'm at, that I need to operate in the presence of God, and I need to trust God, right? Like, I can't just rest in data. Like, I can't trust strategy. And so if I want to unlock the amount of money that I want to unlock, which I did, it meant that I had to lean more and rest in God more than resting in data and strategy. And I'm not to say, like, there's not going to be a point where you don't listen to strategy and you don't listen to data. But if that is something that is always what you're running to first, like, that would not be my go-to. So my go to is to first sit at the feet of the Lord. Get this idea really solidified, because the Holy Spirit will speak if you sit and you be still enough to listen to the Holy Spirit, right? And with that whole process, to write down all of the ideas that come into mind, right? Who you want to serve, the messaging, and all of that stuff that the Holy Spirit will download within you. And then if you want, you can now take that and go and do market research to find the most valuable person within your audience that would be a good fit for that. Do the pricing that the Holy Spirit laid upon your heart to do. Do the incentive that the Holy Spirit laid upon your heart to do. And then from there, you have to continue to sell, because sales is a contact sport. And so if you're not willing to be in contact with the very thing that you are in the game with, is going to be really hard to create the amount of money that you want to make. And so there is a few ways in how you can sell, and that is if you want to do any sort of content event. And with the content event, it is all about you rallying up everyone that would be interested in working with you and just selling to those individuals inside of there, like the program that you're trying to sell. Now, the thing that with content is that you will have to continue to be on this churning wheel of producing content versus you thinking, what is a strategy that can get me in front of my ideal audience within 2 hours, right? And I can just teach, I can speak, I can really demonstrate who I am and how the Holy Spirit is using me and get people to sign up, right? And that is through hosting challenges, that is through hosting masterclasses, that is through hosting workshops, that is through hosting events, thinking about things that will rally up all of your leads, right? Like a lead magnet will do that, but then it takes a little bit longer for someone to kind of convert through a lead magnet. And some businesses do not even have lead magnets. So the best thing to do would be to create a content event and to get all of your leads to be inside of that content event and you sell to them. This is something that I teach my clients to do every quarter, right? We have a big quarterly push and we're pushing the content events, free and paid content events, to get the individuals to come inside of our world, right? To come inside of our packages and our services that we have. So let me just back up a little bit more and just talk a little bit more about just the strategy that we just created, right? The first thing is that we're going to sit down with the Holy Spirit, really get the base of everything, the foundation of everything that we want to sell. And then from there, we think of how do we want to rally up all of our leads into our world and to figure out what would be the best option. It may be a lead magnet, but it may be that you have to host an event, which I suggest that you do host an event because it rallies up all of your leads inside of one event and you can pitch to them. And then if you don't get the sale right then and there, there's something, you guys, I'm giving you all the tea, okay? There's something that you can do, which is called opportunities, where you send them more offers to work with you. Now you can do the opportunities inside of one offer, beside the content event, or you can do an opportunity with an email. Like that can be something that you do too, right? But the thing is that you want to have the foundation. You want to know how you're selling. Okay, like, and those are the two things that you need to do, because you can host content events every month if you want to and hit the $40,000 like how I was doing when I was selling, or you can just do it every quarter and get this one big push and you can just sign your clients and you'd be good to sell, you know, some digitals or something of that nature, right? But the thing is to have that foundation and to first sit with the Lord first before you turn it and you do market research. So sit with the Lord, get the foundation. The second step is to discover how you want to sell. Okay, so now let's make this a little bit more action for. So I gave you guys just a strategy on what you can do. We talked about the mindset, talk about the strategy. Now I want to just have it just to close this to be a little bit more action forward. Now, there is this action that I normally do. I know this, hopefully this episode is not like massively long, but to make this a little bit more action forward, it's not just, okay, I have what I need to do. But when you are thinking of creating a strategy that will unlock, you know, multi five-figure months or five-figure sale, it is you being very, 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 very focused on your daily actions that is needed in order for you to sell, in order for you to hit certain income goals. And so this is where you start to build out a non-negotiable for your life and for your business, having a very concrete strategy. So let's break that down just a little bit more. I want for you guys to have a quarterly strategy to break apart all of your goals. Now, some people do this by the year, but I know that just as a woman that is revived, there's a lot of things that we have just put on pause, okay? Like there's a lot of things that we haven't truly just started to implement in our life because we're waiting for that perfect moment. So I know there's a lot of things. Now, if you're someone who has already acted upon it, then you can skip by this and you can build it out by the year. But if you are someone who has been sitting on the sidelines waiting for that perfect moment, I want for you to do things by the quarter. Now, within the quarter, I want for you to focus on three things that you want to do. And within those three things is that you need to have non-negotiables within those three things. So to keep your business moving and it's making progress, what would be the three non-negotiables that you need to do every quarter that will help you to see results within your business, that will help you to step into your purpose, and that will give you more clarity? For some people, that is what I mentioned before. We're talking about the strategy. That could be you implementing more content events. For someone else, it could be that they just build a community. It could be marketing, right? Like it could be you just having more conversations. But whatever the three things is that you have for the quarter that is a non-negotiable is how I want for you to lean into every quarter with. So if you do this, then you will be almost like a step closer to hit your goals. So what I normally do is that I break apart everything and I have three big quarterly goals that I want to do within each quarter. Now, some of these goals, it may not be related towards business, but it's going to help me within my business. So one is going to be getting in shape, right? Getting in shape and being healthy. Now that may more so just go to the purpose that God has for our lives, and that is to treat our temple correctly, right? And so essentially that's what it is to think about everything and to have a non-negotiable and to put a quantitative date or number attached to it, right? So it may mean that within Q1 that I'm hosting three content events, and within those three content events, my goal is to gross at least $50,000 within those events. Here is what I'm selling. I set at the Holy Spirit feet, and this is the Holy Spirit told me to create these three things and to sell them within these three things, within these three events, or to sell them, you know, through email, right? And so that's my second thing that I'm working on. And then the third thing, maybe that is doing more marketing, right? I'm doing one live a month and I'm doing at least 7 days worth of content. So I know that in order for me to hit my goal, I need to be focused on my non-negotiables. So that is how you build a strategy that makes sense for your life and makes sense for your business, is to really sit back and to really think, what are my non-negotiables that I need to implement in order for me to see results within my business, in order for me to unlock $40,000 within my business? Right? Like, what are some things that I need to do that is like, if you don't get this done, then I don't want to say like, don't say you're not going to hit your goal, but it, like, you're not going to be a step closer to that. And this is not to say to be discouraging in that, because I know things happen, right? Where we set goals and the goals don't normally turn out the way that we desire for it to turn out. But if you just have a plan that is set in place, it's there to help you to stay focused on the things that the Lord wants for you to stay focused on, right? And the thing also too is that you can make this goal measurable. So if you're not hitting this goal, you can fine tune the goal to make it make more sense for your life. But the thing is that you have to have an action plan, right? Like, what is that saying? Is that a failure to plan is like a failure to execute? Sorry, I'm probably butchering that whole quote. But that is the thing that I want for you guys to focus on. So let's do a quick summary of everything that we talked about within this episode. With unlocking $40,000 within your business is that you have to become decided that you are capable. You cannot hide. You have to commit to sitting at the Lord's feet and allowing the Lord to give you the foundation that you need when it comes to your offer. And then within there, you need to pick an action that will allow for you to hit that goal. From there, you need to build out an action-based strategy, a non-negotiable strategy that's going to help you to hit your goal and to be committed and faithful to the goal that the Lord has set within you. All right, you guys, I just spilled so much value within this episode, but I hope that it gave you guys a little bit more clarity and peace on how do you create and make money from the ideas that the Lord has planted within you. I'm so excited to see you guys inside of that free training that I mentioned inside of this episode. All right, you guys. Hey sis, if you enjoyed this episode and you would like to help support the podcast, please subscribe and leave a rating and review. To stay up to date with everything that's happening within the Her Revive family, to get all of the bonus behind the scene content and even inspirational pieces, you can follow us on Instagram and also on Twitter at Her Revive. Until next time, you guys, chat soon.